Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling from bedandbreakfastcoach.com, and in today's video, I'm going to talk about how to use the online travel agents for your benefit, not theirs. So if you're depending largely on them to bring you guests, then my three top tips in this video will help you to reduce the commissions that you may be paying to them and take back control of your business. Over the past few years, online travel agents have become a large player in running a B&B guest house or inn. And why that is a subject of another video. But today, I want to help you to understand how you can use them as well as them using you. Tip number one, if you can think of them as your lead generation partner, then you can shift the way you perceive them from something you resent and even hate to something that you can use. Lead generation in the online world means the practice of attracting customers for the first time. Online travel agents can do this very well because you pay them in the form of the commissions. However, once that guest has become a customer, it's now up to you to keep them as a customer so that you're not constantly paying for the next one and the next one and the next one and forever. Tip number two, they're in the business of making money no matter how. They have to do this because they have shareholders who've invested money in their business and they want a return on their investment, right? They're constantly under pressure to make more and more money, so they'll do whatever it takes to make that happen. So, to make more money, they need more bookings. So they'll want you to reduce your prices because in their world, reduced prices means more bookings. But that might not be the right thing for you. So don't do it if it doesn't feel right. The truth about reducing your prices is that you'll start attracting a different type of guest who may not match your product or the experience that you're offering. This will damage your brand, both in the eyes of those who do appreciate what you offer and are prepared to pay for it, and in the way you see yourself. If you've ever done a promotion on Groupon, for example, you'll know that the people your offer attracts aren't generally the ones who would stay with you because the only reason they're coming is because of your reduced prices. Those people can't afford your normal prices, so they would never book with you and are very unlikely to come back. So why would you waste your time and energy with that anyway? Tip number three, the online travel agents want total control of your business so they can make more and more money. Resist that if you can. You don't really need to list all of your rooms all of the time. Can you list just one or two rooms just for online exposure? In some countries, you can put your prices up on those platforms, making it more attractive for your ideal guest to book directly with you while covering the commissions that you have to pay. Whatever you do with the online travel agents, make sure that you're calling the shots, not them. Be proud of who you are and what you offer and resist the urge to discount your prices. In the long run, you'll be much better off both financially and emotionally. If you like this video and you want to know more about how to build a B&B, guest house or inn that works for you instead of you working for the online travel agents, then click below to register for my next masterclass where I'll show you the four key principles on how to add at least 25% extra to your income in one season while working less. And be sure to subscribe to my channel so that when I post the next video, you'll be the first to know.